Hi there. Thank you so much for holding, Mike. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, answer any questions you have, you know, how it works, what's included. Also to apply that new in business rate, being that the business is quite new. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
No, so far so good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I do have your file here in front of me. I know that Tara does a very good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay. Perfect. So you do qualify for reduced pricing. Actually, the new in-business rate, Mike, is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. And it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to ever balloon up on you later on. It really amounts to something more akin to like a assistance program, really, just to make it affordable for younger companies. It is a month-to-month service. Our success, though, comes from keeping your phone ringing, sending you the jobs, and earning your business 1 month at a time. As a young company, you see a savings of a little over 50% each and every single month. You'd be looking at exactly $199.00. It would bill once a month for $199. No taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, you already have that website, so I'd be willing and able to even waive the initial setup fee that would normally attach to that first month. Still a lot of work that we need to do, though, to get that website onto the first page. It's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, all the destinations and directories known to the public or unknown that Google looks for and indexes every time someone does a keyword search. And like a website that would kind of talk about your services and service area, kind of reassure Google that if someone were to call you, you would in fact be able to provide that service. Now, like I said, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, and of course you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system to see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you think you might want for your business at this point?
Well, that's a tough question for me, and the reason it's tough is because this week I actually signed up with Angie's.
Oh, I'm familiar. Okay.
So I guess, I don't know.
Have you gotten leads yet?
Yeah, I've gotten four, and
okay.
I called one back this morning, and I have three jobs out of the four that I talked to. So.
Well, that's
I
good.
Don't know. I mean, for me, I'm interested in it, and I would like to get on the front page of Google, but I guess
of course
not making that move that I did on Tuesday.
Right.
I don't know. I don't want to drown myself in debt and not have.
No, of course not. Yeah, no. I mean, your advertising dollars have to work for you, and if you're seeing early success with Angie, that's fantastic. If you're able to do okay with something like that, you'll do even better with Google, Mike, because, you know, you're not paying for a shared lead. You know, with Angie's, of course, every lead that you get will get sent to a couple of your competitors. Sometimes you're dealing with a potential customer who's expecting several bids and phone calls. That's why they're using that service. A lot of times they're looking for the cheapest guy. Sometimes they're just looking for an estimate. Sometimes, unfortunately, your competitors get the lead a day or two before you. By the time you get the lead, that person you're trying to call might not even be answering the phone anymore, and you're still expected to pay for that lead. The two don't conflict at all. You know, paying for leads and being a top option on the first page of Google, they're mutually exclusive. Whether you end up over time loving Angie's, hating it, or more likely somewhere in between, you can keep both. But a lot of my clients do prefer to get calls directly to them. Most of my clients, whether they've got like Angie's like you have, or something like Thumbtack or Networks or Craftjack or any of those others, most of my clients will scale back on paying for leads. They'll keep their leads paused more often or cap their leads at a lower amount. To be honest with you, Mike, a lot of my clients ultimately stop using their lead-based service altogether, cut out the middleman. I mean, 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are listed on that first page of Google. And when you've got a website, you can compete with bigger, more established businesses. You know, it's not the guy that's been around the longest or the biggest company or even the guy that does the best job in town that Google puts on the first page, but it is the company that has the most content online relating to that particular person's search. So certainly having a website, I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. You'll reach a lot more people than you will with Angie's, and every new customer that finds you on Google does become someone who can use your services again down the road or recommend you to their friends and family. So over the long haul, it's going to help you to establish and grow your client base and keep your phone ringing and those jobs coming to you. Now, like I said, I'd be willing in this case to waive your setup fee. You've already got a website. The whole point of a website is to get people to call you, right? You made that extra step, Mike, that not everyone does. Not every business owner has a website. Or some business owners go the wrong way. They think all they need is a website. They might spend thousands of dollars and wait many, many months for like a web developer to build out that website. But if it's not on the first page, most potential customers would never even know that it exists. You know, I mean, most consumers start and stop their search on that first page. There's usually, you know, one or two businesses with a website that they can see, and then they're just going to choose one of them, you know. So you might as well kind of throw your hat in the ring. You would never be the only company that pops up when someone's looking for tree service or tree trimming or tree removal. And not everyone will call you. That's to be honest, you know. But of course, as long as you're one of those options on that first page, you will get phone calls. And the best part about it is you're not getting random calls from people who don't really know what they're looking for. You'll get calls from someone who will have seen your website before they picked up the phone. Now, obviously, for your services, you know, it's not like you're not like you're a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs to be profitable. That $199, I think one job would more than offset the cost of our service. Like I said, the new business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer. It doesn't even begin really to cover our cost in that first month. We've been doing this though since 2004. So we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. I think that's a long time for really any company in any industry, and certainly for search engine optimization and putting businesses on the first page of the internet. You know, 20 years is a long time. And really, you know, we would not have been able to keep our doors open all this time if we were routinely offering our service below what it costs us to provide, which we do, if we weren't able to keep our clients satisfied, keep them on the first page, keep their phone ringing. Your success is our success. Keeping you a satisfied client for the long term, that's how we've been able to kind of maintain our success. Google recognizes our track record. We have been a Google partner since almost the very beginning of that partnership program, and that started about 9 years ago, to make sure that businesses have a higher return on investment with Google advertising. So you'd certainly be in good hands. Like I said, you'd get a detailed reporting and tracking system, not only to see how much work you're getting, but to see all the work that we're doing behind the scenes to keep you on that first page.
Right. Well, you said there's a year that you could, that I got to do the $199.
Actually, the $199 is a fixed rate. I mean, it's because you're a young company, but it's not ever going to balloon up on you later on. I mean, it would be the exact amount, no matter how long you keep the service. Again, it's month to month, so you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. In fact, if you end up getting more work than you can take on, Mike, you can pause the service. Or if you need to go on vacation, or if you want to pause it seasonally, you can pause it. But as long as you keep the service, it would bill once a month for exactly $199. Again, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits, and certainly not per lead. But even if you keep the service long-term, become a well-established business, even if our prices go up years from now, your price would stay at that $199.
Okay. Can I get your number and then,
sure. Let me do this for you.
About this? Like, say if I decide that, you know, Angie's isn't working or I'm spending all this money and it's not panning
right.
out, can I give you a call and then go with your program?
Well, because we're Google partners, I mean, it's our job when positions become available to fill the listing. We can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. Again, it is very different than a lead-based service. I mean, usually the day that you sign up, or a couple of days after everything's all set and organized, you start getting leads. And some of those leads have already been sent to your competitors or will be sent to your competitors. With us, strict Google guidelines, we cannot put our clients in competition with each other. It does mean, though, that we are actively looking to fill this particular listing to find the one company that we'll work with, and then we will officially close out the category, stop calling through the area. I did just now send you a link to our pricing page. Now, the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. The link I sent out to you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. Okay. And like I said, it's $199 a month. It's a 50% reduction off the cost of the pro package. Now, if you're telling me that you regularly go 50, 100 miles, then we might be talking about some of those other packages. But being that it's just that 25 mile radius, I think the pro package would be perfect for you. Now, if you're able to, please do put me on speakerphone and open up that link. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Mike, are you able to see that?
Let me get it here. Did you send it to my email?
Oh, no. It's a text message or an SMS message. We're not on a landline, right? You can receive a text?
Okay, I got it here.
Okay. So, like I was saying, you're going to be able to track your success. You'll have 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. The reporting is detailed but streamlined, easy to understand, and it updates throughout the day in very near real time. So you'll always be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from. You'll also be able to manage and monitor your reviews, and you'll be getting reviews from multiple platforms because we do create all the directories that Google wants to see, whether that review originates on Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, wherever those reviews originate, they repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews or even have us respond to reviews for you. We would do that, of course, in a professional fashion, no additional cost. Like I said, we've been doing it since 2004. A little later this year, we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, it is a month-to-month service, so we definitely do have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time for you to be a satisfied client. Our clients that use the service love the service because Google it. You know, it's what we say. It's what we do. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. So you'll certainly get phone calls. Now, below that blue tinted photo, it says Google Ads Partner. Right below that is a box. It says Google Partner. It's got that colorful Google G. Mike, if you click anywhere on that box, it will go directly to Google.com. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. That's our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And that really ensures your success because Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm quite frequently. They're usually just small changes, but they let us know what those changes will be ahead of time. So that we'll always make sure that you have the right content to keep your business on that first page. Again, from there, you pick and choose the work. You know, you're not going to be inundated with more work than you can take on. But a steady stream of phone calls will kind of allow you to cherry pick the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Like I said, we're talking about the pro package here. There's a couple of bells and whistles that I can add off of the other packages. I mean, it's not going to have pay-per-click ads or anything like that. Those are $5 to $15 per click. And of course, although we are Google certified to run those paid per click ads, we would not be including that in that pro package. But, you know, things like the advanced reporting, the generation tools, the account dashboard access and things like that. You already have a website, so we don't have to do the landing page or a custom website for you. But like I said, it wouldn't be that $399 with the $299 setup fee. It would actually just be $199 as an out-the-door cost. No setup fee whatsoever. So we really are kind of investing in your success. You know, the reason it's listed $399 with that $299 setup fee, that's about what we spend in that first month for that pro package, maybe a little less since we're not doing that landing page as you've got a website already. But we wouldn't be covering our costs with that $199. We'd be looking to earn your business, keep you a satisfied client. And of course, nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. Being on that first page of Google, I mean, that's kind of for the long term, what every business wants. You know, that's where people go when they don't know who to call. And like I said, you've already got a website. You're almost doing your business something of a disservice right now, because your website, unfortunately, is kind of the digital equivalent of a business card, right? You have to kind of tell people the name of your website, or they already need to know your company name, and the business is pretty new, right? So traditional word of mouth is not yet that big factor, but like I said, every customer that finds you on Google is someone who can use your services again and recommend you to their friends. So it's going to help you to grow your client base and definitely keep those jobs coming in.
Oh, I wish you would have called me on Monday.
Well, the position only just became available this morning, and Tara is one of our top mapping coordinators. So for, you know, important positions like these, especially when we get them on a Friday, we do want to find that right company to work with. Of course, then we close out the category. You know, like I said, I don't think the $199 is going to break the bank, right? I mean, obviously, you want to give Angie's a chance to see if it will continue to work, and by all means, do that. You know, like I said, a lot of my clients start with a lead-based service, whether it's that one or Thumbtack or Craftjack or Networks or any of them. You will be able to scale back on those leads. In fact, speaking with business owners, you know, over these many years, before it was called Angie's, it was Home Advisor. It's still Home Advisor, powered by Angie. Even before that, about 10 years ago, it was called Service Magic. Same company, they just changed ownership, changed branding a little bit, but same exact business model of kind of capturing leads off of Google and then flipping them. You know, they sell and resell the same lead to businesses and their competitors. But I do know that you can pause your leads really at any time. You've got the Angie's or Home Advisor app. You can pause your leads for 48 hours at a time. I don't think I'm actually asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars. If you pause your leads once this week and maybe again in a couple of weeks, I mean, for the leads, for the services that you provide, those leads aren't cheap. You know, like for a tree removal, it might be $100 or almost, or even more than $100 for a single lead. I mean, obviously, you know, you're going to make that money back when you start getting those jobs coming in, but not every lead will turn into jobs. But, you know, if you're scaling back, pausing your leads here and there, I think that would kind of free up the $199 to get something like this going for you, and you'd have that reporting and tracking system to kind of run them side by side. And, you know, they are mutually exclusive. You don't have to stop one to use the other. You can keep them going. But like I said, once we get your phone ringing, I think you'd be more than happy to pause your leads as more often and just kind of have the calls come directly to you.
Right.
I mean, it's month to month. You want to give it a shot for that first month and see how it works?
I wonder if I would quit, I forgot to ask them if you pay a penalty on that.
Oh, with Angie's? When did you sign up with them? A couple of days ago?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Today's Friday.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, there's no penalty. I mean, from speaking with business owners, I mean, you can stop that service. In fact, I mean, for really any service like that or like our service even, you are federally protected. You know, you do have what's called a 3-day right of rescission, meaning 3 business days. You know, they are legally obligated to refund your entire investment, you know, if you paid like, I think it's like $289 or something like that for an annual membership fee, or some businesses, you know, put like $750 towards it, but get like $1,000 worth of leads. Whatever it was, I mean, if you did want to cancel it outright, you'd certainly be able to do that and even get your money back, right? It's been less than 3 days since you signed up on Wednesday. But, you know, like I said, whether you end up keeping that service or discontinuing it altogether, having your website, having your business in the local area, you know, 5 miles away, 10 miles away, 15, 25 miles away, someone who needs your services, and now is a great time to get your company out there, get your website out there. I mean, Tara put in the notes that you kind of bought the equipment very recently. Obviously, this is going to help you to pay for your investment, get your phone ringing. Like I said, whether you end up canceling Angie's altogether or kind of scaling back on it, at any time you can shut your leads off altogether, right? That's where the real expense comes with something like that. It's not like the annual membership fee, but it's the paying $60, $80, or even over $100 per lead. That's where the real expense of something like that comes in. But like I said, with us, big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, very straightforward pricing. You know, it's as easy as it can be. And really all you need to do is answer your phone when it rings, although the tracking and reporting system is there for your access and for your benefit. But a lot of our clients just ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you find me? How'd you hear about me? Oh, well, your website was on the first page of Google when I searched for your service. And that's usually enough for a lot of people to know that the service is working.
Okay. I mean, it is a decent price.
It's actually more than fair. I mean, it's the lowest rate that we offer to the public. You've got a couple of things going for you. Normally, I'm not going to waive the entire setup fee, but I actually took a few things into account. One being that it's a new business. One, that you've got a website. The other one also, you know, because you've got the active Angie profile. There is actually a promo code in our system that I added to your account. It's not specifically for Angie's, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. So that has already helped you save money with us. I mean, I can't get the money back that you invested, although you probably could get that back on your own if you call and cancel today. But I certainly can do right by your company. You know, get your phone ringing, kind of earn your business. And it's good that you haven't gone too far down that rabbit hole. I mean, I've talked to businesses over the many years that have thrown good money after bad, you know, especially when you make an initial investment, like in a membership fee, you want to get the return on your investment. You want to, you know, try it until it works, get a job at least that pays for your service. Sometimes it doesn't happen. I've talked to, unfortunately, business owners who kept getting leads, and unfortunately didn't get the job until they just had to cut their losses, right? But, you know, you are quite new to that company, and I understand that. You know, like I said, you don't have to cancel it, but if you think that's the way to go, then, you know, good luck and Godspeed with getting that done. I think they would allow you to get your money back. But something like this, you know, and that website, did you build that website yourself or did somebody else build it for you?
There's a guy, well, the guy that I bought it from, he had a website up. And
okay.
So I renewed it and paid for the upgrade.
Gotcha.
And then put my name on everything and
right.
Stuff. So I took over his website and then added some stuff that would pertain
gotcha.
More to me.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah. And I mean, you've kind of got a good thing going, right? I mean, you kind of took over almost like a turnkey business where you had all the equipment. In this case, you know, now that I know, you also had a website that you can, you know, retool and tinker so it fits your needs and promotes your company. This would take it all to the next level, you know, put it right where people would see it. I mean, you know, we don't call our dad anymore to find out who we should call. We certainly don't use the yellow pages anymore, but we do use our smartphone or we jump on our computer. We know that whatever it is that we need, we're going to you know, find it on Google. I mean, the old methods of advertising, they're still tried, but they're not often as true as they used to be. You know, those tried and true methods of promoting your business on radio, print, or television, something like that, billboards. Most of the time, people don't pay attention to the billboards, or if they do, you know, they might just be reminded, oh, yeah, I do want to get that done, and then they're going to Google it later on, right, when they're not driving. I mean, you can hand out business cards or flyers. You can go door knocking, but most people are just going to use their phone for whatever service they need. They don't need to, you know, be told who to call. We used to just look in the yellow pages. We'd flip alphabetically to the service that we needed. We'd call from the beginning of the alphabet. That's why there were all of these AA this or AAA that companies. Put them at the beginning of the list, right? They got more phone calls that way. It almost works the same way. I mean, the guy that we call, the guy that answers the phone, the guy who's available and has a fair price, that's the guy that we call. That's the guy we hire. But, you know, we don't start that search on the yellow pages anymore, but we started on Google. And of course, Google doesn't list by the alphabet. The best thing for you, you know, the good part about it, it's not the well-established bigger companies that are on that first page. You can be on that first page, too, with the right off-page optimization, the right content that reassures Google that you would provide those services when called. We have been doing this, like I said, for 20 years. We would definitely be taking good care of you. You know, I'm more than happy to do this. I mean, you know, especially being that you're new to Angie's, right? Like I said, if I can save you money, if I can save you time, I mean, one of the things that a lot of business owners say about Angie's is it feels like work. You know, you're working to get work. You're following up with the lead. They may not answer. You have to follow up again. If they don't answer at all, or they tell you, hey, I already scheduled it with someone else, stop calling them, and they hang up on you, then your next thing is to call Angie's and try to get a credit back. And they're not really quick to give you your money back on a lead, although they'll give you a credit, then you just get another lead, right? And then you're kind of in that same situation of chasing leads, or sometimes it feels like you're chasing your tail sometimes. At least that's what business owners tell me. So, I mean, I think having calls come directly to you is what all business owners want. And when you're on that first page of Google with this good-looking website, I know you'll get phone calls.
Okay. Well, I think I'll do it because you know, it's like I'm thinking, because like with Angie's, I got set, well, now it's set just to get started for the first week. I wanted to see how much is going on, but I got it set at $500 a month.
Oh, okay. Well, gotcha.
If right. I can turn that back to $200, that's
then you're doing both. You're still spending the same amount of money, but then you're getting leads and having your company on that first page. Like I said, you don't have to come out of pocket for additional advertising dollars, just reallocating what you're planning on spending. And then you can compare. You know, you'd be spending $300 with them. You'd be spending $200 with us, and you'll see which one's working better for you. I think, in fact, I really know from experience that you're going to love the service, and you may end up either keeping those leads paused or scaling back on those leads, or like a lot of my clients, you might just shut that service off altogether down the road. Now, when we get your phone ringing, I mean, it seems like the number that is on your website is not the number that we're speaking on. Is the 763-262-0071, is that the business number? That's the number you want your customers to call?
Well, I would prefer it to go, see, that goes to, yeah, my house, so my office.
Okay, got it.
I have an answer machine, and then it has leave a message, or if you want to get a hold of me right away, then I gave them my cell phone number.
And that's the number we're speaking on, right, the 9466 number?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would just have stuff go to my cell phone instead of
We could do that. Yeah, we could do that. We're actually allowed to list two numbers. So we can list the 763-360-9466 as the primary number. And then your first name is Mike, and your last name, is it Gable? Goebel? G-O-E-B-E-L? Goebel. I thought so. I've heard it pronounced every now and then Gable, but I thought it was Goebel. And then I was looking on your website for the email address, mike@mgtreellc.com. Is that a good email for you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the email is really more for us to contact you. I mean, we're promoting your business, and your email is on there. But we do use phone, text, and email when we contact our clients. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records. Most of the time, we'll simply give you a call or shoot you a quick text, unless you prefer email as your primary method of us contacting you. Did you have an actual preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I don't know. I guess texting or email.
I'm texting
better than emailing.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. It's that. To be honest with you, if I was going to guess, I would always say text, because service-based businesses, you know, you're out in the field, you're not always able to even answer the phone or to check your emails, but you can check a quick text, and if it's important, you can follow up, right? I guess that leads me to my next question. You are service-based, right, meaning that you only go to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar, showroom, location, or anything like that that you would want us to promote for your business online?
No.
That's okay. I mean, in fact, Google expects it to be that way for service-based businesses. When you're going to the customer, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront. In fact, they wouldn't want to list the physical street address because they don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. But you will be listed city and state, not even a zip code. And then, of course, one of the things that we'll do, in fact, one of the next things I'll do now would be to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. That's where we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's. We kind of verify information off of your website, information that I have, make sure that we know anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll talk in detail about all the services you want to provide and exactly where you want to provide those services. Now, that 25-mile radius, we don't just draw a circle around you. We can target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods in or even outside that 25-mile radius where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do just a couple of things. One would be to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing, Mike, that's required of us, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. That in this case, not only are we reducing the cost of the service, but we've also waived the setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. Now, before I do get to that voice verification, that initial payment of just $199, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It would be on a MasterCard.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It has both on there.
Is it Mike or Michael? Any middle initial on there?
It's Michael.
M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yeah.
Okay. No middle initial, though?
There's a letter E.
E. Okay. And then you said that was... I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
E as in Irvin.
Oh, E like Irvin, right? E is one of those letters that doesn't really sound like anything else, fortunately. It's not like a T, T's and P's, F's and S's, M's and N's, pretty hard over the phone. But yeah, the E's pretty much, E's and R's are pretty clear. And then you said it was a MasterCard. That should actually start with a 5, all MasterCards do. Mike, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5380.
Yes, sir.
4-4-5-0-0. 0-5-3-5.
Okay.
8094.
And then the expiration month and year?
2/27.
02/2027. And then, Mike, the last three digits on the back of the card?
1-3-4.
1-3-4. I have 1-3-4-1-34 on the back of the card, February or 02/2027 for the expiration date. Mike, was the card itself 5380-45-00535-8094?
You're correct.
Okay. And then does that bill at the 13214 Jackson Street? 55308?
Yes.
Okay. In about a minute after I read the voice verification, you'll receive by text and email your confirmation. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. Yes, I can write.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you in that same business day or the next business day if they receive the email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Like I said, you'll receive all of that information by way of email through our automated system just a minute or so after I do the voice verification. Now, I do have that voice verification pulled up. Like I said, you can stop me at any time if you've got a question or want me to clarify my question. But it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mike, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
MG's Tree Service, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mike, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Michael Goble, and I'm owner and operator of MG Service.
Okay. And then, Mr. Goble, as the owner and operator of MG's Tree Service, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Okay.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information,
yeah.
For the billing information that you did just provide, that card in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Of course, kind of a silly question, but I am required to ask it. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Mike, of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that particular reason, we do, in fact, request that you actually agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, Mike, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie's. There is no conflict there. The reason we ask, though, is all the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mike, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We will do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing the cost of the service itself, waiving the setup fee, and of course, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 26th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. Mike, again, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories. When the term is completed, the agreement would be scheduled to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 26th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which again means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, or pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally. Mike, you certainly can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mike, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So if you want to, pause, pause or cancel the service, then you just call the client support team?
Yes, correct. You can call the client support phone number. You can email us, but we would want to follow up with you just to make sure that we are speaking with the right person. Many years ago, I think it was the ex-wife of one of our clients got a hold of his email and says, I want to stop the service. We stopped the service. He calls us and says, why am I not on the first page anymore? And we say, well, you stopped the service. Come to find out it wasn't him. So we do require direct contact with you for something like pausing or stopping the service. In fact, what I want to do now, and it's for your protection, just another layer of security, is to add just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with MG's Tree Service LLC, even if it's you, Mike, and we recognize your voice, we may occasionally ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward, if they identify themselves as Google or even Local Splash, first of all, they would need to know my name right away, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that information within 10, 15 seconds, just politely let them go. If anyone calls you and says you owe more money for your Google listing or something like that, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification has already been attached to your account. It is for your protection, and it is quite clear. It bills once a month on the 26th for exactly $199. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's go with the city I was born in.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
Albany.
Albany. Okay. Got to type it in twice. But you're all set and squared away there. Now, you did receive, let me just check our system and see what our system has sent out to you. Our emails get sent in bulk every minute or two. So at this point, you have not yet received the welcome email, but that should be sent out in the next moment. You did, though, receive the one email that I wanted you to look at now. It's the Local Splash Initial Invoice. So it's the link to the invoice. Also on there is a link to the written terms and conditions. So everything that we did go over just now in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. So if you open up either the text message or the email that you did receive, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Are you able to see that?
Well, I got two of them here. It says Local Splash, click on the link to see our prices, and then...
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, that's the
okay,
one I sent to you earlier.
So, and then I do have, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of it in. Okay.
So if you click on the please click here, that is hyperlinked, and it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So again, everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. I don't want to walk you through everything, but Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. 1 out of 10, approximately, will choose Bing instead of Google. Most of them are doing it on their smartphone. That's a lot of people and a lot of opportunities. We certainly want you to get those phone calls, too. So we will mirror the content on Bing, the other major search engine. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary for you to be on that first page. Like I said, you already have a website, so we don't have to build one for you. But we would be able to include a website for you if your website ever goes down. It takes us about 5, maybe 7 business days to get the website up and running. If your website's going to be down for a couple of weeks or something like that, we would do that as a courtesy, and even if it was just a placeholder until your website was back up and running. Like I said, I don't want to walk you through everything, but you'll see a long line. It goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates your mobile number. And then it says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, text messages by computer. We do want you to click on that box. The other one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, we want you to click on that box as well. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That's where you click and either type in your name exactly as it appears or copy and paste it. It does need to be an exact match, so if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before or after. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so your initials are all capitalized and there is not a period after the middle initial, just the middle initial of E. But once you've got your name as it appears there, please do click the confirm signature box to the right of it. Mike, that does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've reduced the cost. It also will allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it takes you to a login page and asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, I did click it, and the username and password came on.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. Looks like our system caught up with the other emails. The welcome email not only has our client support information on there, it does also have your username and a default password. It looks like your username is going to be your phone number, the one that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but just numbers. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses,
no
or anything like that. Yeah, so it's just numbers, just 763-360-9466, easy for you to remember. You can't change your username, but you can change your password. Your password is PPC Google, which stands for pay-per-click. It's just randomly generated something involving the internet and online marketing. You can change your password, though, once you log into your account. I wouldn't really try it now. Yeah, it's PPC Google, all lowercase, no spaces. You can see that information on the welcome email that you also did receive. If you try to log in today, you're probably going to get a message saying that we're still trying to get everything set up. We do want to do your client interview first to make sure that we got all the information that we need to get everything started, and then that's what we're going to track. So I do want to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. I might still be able to get you in at 11 o'clock if that's best for you. There is also 12 and 1 o'clock. This afternoon there is a 3, 4, or 5 o'clock. It's about a half-hour phone call, gets you at or near the beginning of the hour. It takes about a half an hour after that, and then you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. Did you want to do something as quick as possible or a little later on?
Let's do something a little later on. What did you have in the late?
In the late afternoon, there's a 3, 4, or 5.
And you said it takes a half hour?
Takes about a half an hour, yeah. You can be driving, you can be working, as long as you're able to carry on a conversation. It would get to you within the first few minutes of the beginning of the hour. It is a one-hour window, in case you've got a lot of questions, but it usually takes about a half hour.
Okay, let's do the 5 o'clock.
5, okay. It will be scheduled from 5 until 6, like I said, but it only takes about a half hour at the beginning part of that hour. If I am in between phone calls myself when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I may already be on a call, in which case, of course, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. They'll have your file. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include either your phone number or your username. In this case, they're pretty much the same thing. That helps us to quickly access the information and forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything to that one support email. You'll also receive an hour prior to that scheduled call, you'll receive a automated reminder through our system. So you'll receive that at 4 o'clock, and again, the call itself would be scheduled at 5. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I am available for the first couple of minutes of that follow-up call. I'll be happy to speak with you again, whether I am or not, though I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website out in front of more people, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. And what was – I'm sorry, I didn't write down. What was your name again?
My name is Paul Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. And you prefer Mike, right, not Michael?
Yeah. No, Michael okay. Is if I'm in trouble.
So I know everything officially went out to Michael since it's on the billing that way, but I'm going to put it in our notes here that you do prefer Mike, and that's how we'll address you, and we'll give you a call in that 5 o'clock hour.
Okay.
All right, Mike.
All right.
I appreciate your time.
So I don't need to call the technician then?
No, he's going to call you. Yeah, he's going to call you right around 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Feel free, though, to call the client support. I mean, they do get booked. You know, they tend to maybe, if they are going to get backed up at all, it does happen towards the end of the day. Things kind of compound. If we're not calling you by, like, you know, 5:15, 5:20 or something like that. And don't worry. I mean, obviously it's a 1 hour window for a half hour phone call, but you know, if you're not getting that call by like 5:30, then give us a call. I'm almost positive we would call you like 5:05, 5:10 at the latest.
Okay.
Alrighty, Mike. I appreciate you. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you before the end of it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you too, Mike. Take care. Bye-bye.